Balky, we have to talk.
No, no, Christian, I don't want to talk. There's a Woody Woodpecker marathon that's going to be on. I can use a good laugh.
All right, no, Balky, we have to talk now.
No, no.
For the past 2 weeks, all you've done is mope around the house and watch TV.
What, do you think I'm turning into a couch tomato?
All right, Balky, you can't keep sitting around the house depressed.
For your infomercial, I am not depressed. I'm just sad, okay? And I've come to terms with that. There's nothing wrong with being sad. Now that Marianne is gone.
Balky, you've got to get on with your life. You got to get out there and meet new people.
I'm going to meet new people. I'm okay.
All right, look at this.
That's a very nice frame, Corson. Why is there a picture of a dead man in it?
That's not a picture of a dead man. That's your reflection.
We gotta get out and meet people.
Okay,
come on.
All right. Yes. Yeah, you gotta get out there. You gotta get out there. Meet some new people. But first, you gotta get dressed. Maybe a bath.
I thought you said you were taking me to a watering hole.
That's right.
Well, where are the caribou?
They'll be here later. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a little orientation, maybe get you started in a conversation with somebody. Then you are on your own.
Thank you, Corson. Thank you. What would I do without you?
You'd be lost. Well, I haven't been in a singles bar for a long, long time. And I guess the rules haven't changed. Now, you're going to be a little nervous at first. Don't worry. Just remember, it's a numbers game. And there are plenty of opportunities out there. But you're going to have to talk to 4 or 5 girls before you get one to talk back to you.
Hello. I'm Basky.
Hi, I'm Amy. Oh.
And if you are lucky enough to get one to talk to you, just don't forget, rejection is a part of the game, okay? Don't take it personally. I'm going to scout around.
You're kind of cute.
Oh, God.
No, you are cute.
Oh,
no, really.
Oh, God.
My fault.
Alfie, I think I found a girl you can talk to.
Come with me, cousin. Cousin, this is Amy. She's a girl that I can talk to. Amy, this is my cousin, Larry.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Amy. Well, I guess my job here is done. Alfie? See you back at home.
Cousin Larry came up with the idea of taking me here. I was going to stay home and, just watch the Woody Woodpecker marathon.
I love Woody Woodpecker.
Get out of the city!
Noah, I love him.
Amy, do you want to come home with me? I could make some hot chocolate and we could watch the end of the Woody Woodpecker marathon.
That is so refreshing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be fresh.
No, I meant it's sweet. Alfie, you may not believe this, but you're the first man to offer me hot chocolate in a cartoon marathon.
Is that a yes?
It would be, but I came with my friend Beth, and I can't leave without
her. Do you think she would like to come with us?
Probably. I think she'd be happy to leave this place. She doesn't really like it.
Oh, well, if she don't like it now, just wait till the caribou get here. My fault.
Okay, here we are. Here we are.
I don't feel very well.
Well, that didn't affect your singing any. We very much enjoyed your rendition of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh.
I think I should lay down for a while.
All righty. Well, look, I got an idea. Why don't we take you... Woo! Take you right over here. And you know what? You can go lay down upstairs. If you go up the stairs and turn to the right, there's a bedroom you can use. Nobody's using it right now.
I'm fine.
Here you go. Well, are you ready for the wild and wacky, wonderful world of Woody Woodpecker?
Ready.
Hi, Balky. Oh. Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a guest.
Cousin, this is my friend Amy.
Hello again.
Yes, we've met. Well, I'll just leave you two alone. Good night.
Guess who?
If things go really well, later on, after the Woody Woodpecker marathon,
uh-huh,
I might carve our initials in a tree with my nose. I've been told I have the nose for it.
Balky, come with me.
Cousin, not now. Please, girl on the couch.
Excuse us. Balky, there is a woman in my bed. Balky, why is there a woman in my bed?
Oh, Popo, that must be Amy's friend Beth. She wasn't feeling very well, so I told her that she could go upstairs and sleep in the room right on the right. No one's using that room. She must have gone into the wrong room. I'll just go move her right now.
No. There's no hurry. We'll move her later. I mean, Jennifer's on a flight, and you've got better things to do. Huh? You're gonna watch Woody Woodpecker, aren't
you? You know me so well.
Hi, Larry.
What are you doing home? What happened?
Well, my flight to New York was 3 hours late. When I got there, the connecting flight to London was canceled, so I had to wait around the airport for 6 hours before I could catch another flight home. All I want to do is go to bed and forget this day ever happened. What do you mean, no?
No lunch? No dinner? You know, you should have a nice cup of hot chocolate. I'll give you the last little bit here. There. And this will help you relax.
Well, yeah, I guess a little hot chocolate would help me relax.
I'll just go in the other room, tell Balky you're home early. He's going to be so surprised.
Balky, I have to talk to you.
Now.
Listen to me.
Jennifer came home early. She's in the kitchen right now. You have to get rid of the girl.
Why should I get rid of the girl?
Because my marriage is at stake.
I don't want to get rid of the girl.
Oh, where are you going, Jen?
I'm going to bed.
Oh, no can do, Jen. No, to get to the bedroom, you have to walk through the living room.
I know that, Larry. In the 6 months I've lived here, I've pretty much memorized the route.
Oh, no. See, no. You don't understand.
Balky met a girl.
Already? That was fast. I thought it would take you about 3 days just to get him out of his pajamas.
Oh, no. He's a fast worker. Yeah, he's entertaining her in the living room right now. Yes, that's why we can't interrupt him. Yeah, they're watching a cartoon marathon, and then Balky's gonna teach her how to make shadow animals.
So, where did he meet her?
In a singles bar. At least that's what he told me. I wasn't there. What would I be doing in a singles bar? I'm a married man. Happily married. Happiest.
Hi.
So, how's it going with your friend?
Well, Jennifer, she's just unlike anyone I've ever met before. She's such a Woody Woodpecker fan. There was a certain magic in the room until she had to leave.
Oh, well, I guess I can go to bed now. Oh. Good night.
Good night. Why did Amy leave?
You told me to get rid of the girl.
Where's the girl in my bed?
Probably still in your bed.
Wait!
What?
Oh, boy, that hot chocolate smells good.
Would you mind making me a cup?
Larry, I'm tired. I just want to go to bed.
Well, of course, and I'll make you a cup of hot chocolate. Jennifer, run along.
No. Is it so much to ask that my wife make me a cup of hot chocolate?
Well, it is a little unreasonable.
I am not talking to you. Downstairs.
He forgot to clean his room.
Larry, it's late.
Oh, it's late. Oh, it's late. Excuse me. You know, I seem to remember a night last week when it was very late. And you insisted that I go cross town in a driving rainstorm because you had a craving for Mr. Wu's Kung Pao chicken. And did I say, Jennifer, it's late?
All right, fine, Larry. I'll make your hot chocolate.
Thank you. And don't forget the little marshmallows. It's just not hot chocolate without the little marshmallows.
Cousin, I was right. Beth is still in your bed. she's got a little bit of drool running down her chin.
All right, let's go.
Beth, wake up. Time to rise and shine.
45 bottles of beer on the wall. 45 bottles.
Cousin, don't do that. She's gonna lose count.
All right, Belky, we'll get her on her feet, we'll walk her around, and she'll wake up.
Falky, she's wearing my pajamas.
You know what? They look kind of good on her. She fills them out a little more. The pant legs could be longer.
All right, let's get her up.
Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. All right. Now put her feet down. Put her feet down. Here, lift her up. Just lift her up. Okay. All right. Come on. Let's just get her to the door. Get her to the door. Here we go. Come on. Get the door. Yeah, okay.
Harry, do you have to have the marshmallows? I can't find them anywhere.
Yes, I have to have the marshmallows. I'll be right down to help you look for them. Here, take her. Just find her clothes and hide her. If Jennifer sees her here, my marriage is over.
Your hot chocolate is in the kitchen. If you want marshmallows, go buy them yourself. I'm going to bed.
You're angry, aren't you?
Larry, I have every right to be angry. You've been acting like a lunatic ever since I got home.
All right, well, maybe I'm a little tense. But there's a good reason for it. I've been under a lot of pressure lately. But the good thing is we're talking about it. And I think that communication is the basis of a good marriage. Don't you agree?
Okay, Larry, it's late and I'm exhausted, but if it's that important to you, we'll talk.
Not now, you're tired. Let's turn in.
Oh, I'm glad this day is over.
Well, you'll never know how much I agree with you.
Cousin, I hid all of Beth's clothes.
Good.
No, not good. I could only find one shoe. The other one is here somewhere.
Oh, my Lord. All right, we gotta find that shoe before Jennifer does.
Got it. Balky, the friendly ghost, the friendly ghost. I always say hello.
Get out.
Falky, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What am I doing here? Well, isn't that the universal question? I mean, what are any of us doing here?
I'm going to go take a shower.
Falky, we did it. Where'd you hide Beth?
Well, we gotta talk about that. See, I didn't have much time, and my options were few.
What does that mean?
Why is there a woman in our bathtub?
You're kidding, Amy. You like the Three Stooges too? I'd love to go to the film festival. Yeah, I'll pick you up at 7. Okay. Hey, Amy, put your face up to the phone.
Good morning.
Hi, Cousin. Everything all right between you and Jennifer?
Well, of course it is. I'm her husband. I explained things to her, and she accepted it.
Boy, I wish I had your ability to handle women.
Well, you don't. Oh, and since you're going to be dating again, we've got to establish a few ground rules, all right? Number one, the next time you go out to meet women, I am not permitted to come. Number two, if you're going to bring home more than one woman at a time, call me first so that I and my pajamas can spend the night at a hotel. And number three, if you break either rules number one or number two, there's no such thing as too many flowers. Thank you. I'll be taking these right upstairs. Oh, let me know when the man from the jewelry store gets here.